You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 59.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage.me, an incredibly powerful Shopify app. Do you want to know the secret marketing channel that Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, and Movement watches use to drive millions in revenue? The answer is Facebook Messenger, and it's powered by ShopMessage, the leading conversational marketing platform. When I saw how much revenue Shopify brands were making on Messenger, I was blown away, so I had to meet ShopMessage's co-founder and CEO, Arjun. I even recorded a podcast, episode 20, Learn Why Facebook Messenger is the e-commerce channel for the next decade and how you can capitalize. I just love the value that his company brings to brands. You will acquire more customers, you'll create more delightful interactive conversations, and most importantly, you're going to build brand loyalty. Now, for listeners of E-Commerce Fastlane, ShopMessage is now offering a 30-day free trial and guarantees you'll see at least a 4x ROI on your first paid month, or they'll refund the difference. So go to shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane and start your 30-day free trial today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can sign up at ecommercefastlane.com to be notified when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, I'm chatting with Chris Jacobs from Katana, who they're actually referred to on their website as a smart workshop software that's aimed to help Shopify brands that manufacture and fulfill their own orders. And so Katana allows you, I guess, to manage your whole order fulfillment process from a single dashboard. They mentioned including sales, the manufacturing, and the purchasing process. So essentially, as a Shopify brand owner, you get stock availability and fulfillment status for every order from within that production process. And it essentially means that you won't miss a delivery deadline ever again, because you can see a full view of all the orders, availability, and the fulfillment process to eventually having it ready for shipment to your customer. So these spreadsheets or some kind of homegrown hack that you might have, and kind of chuck that in the garbage, because really now you can track all your raw materials and stock, even stuff that's coming from suppliers and things. It's interesting how they're able to see everything. So POs going out, inbound stocks, you can actually readjust your timelines for fulfillment, and then that communication with your customers and stuff. It's quite interesting. Drag and drop, pretty cool. So just end of the day, I think it's adding a lot of digital efficiencies to your production schedule, maybe instead of using Excel or other kind of, like I said, homegrown hacks. So thanks so much for joining me today. So let's jump into the show and learn more. So hi, Chris. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to partake.
Yeah, you know what? I learned about Katana through a teammate, and they mentioned, hey, you guys are doing some really interesting things for, like I said, at top here, brands that are manufacturing their own products. So I think they bring up interesting challenges different than those that are, let's say you're making a garment and or shoes, and there they are, and in different sizes or colors, and out they go. And so it's a little bit easier process versus if you're a manufacturer making bikes and they're custom bikes. And I think, you know, we'll talk about different types of businesses out there. There's all different variants, and then, but you're custom making them with lots of different pieces that create one final SKU. And so when I heard that, yeah, that's interesting opportunity, like, you know, there's more advanced ERPs, that sort of thing, but not everybody's ready for the complexity and costs that go along with a proper ERP system versus the individual problem that you guys are solving. maybe you can articulate a little bit better on a high level, better than I can anyways, but what Katana actually does and what sort of problem that it's solving for Shopify store owners.
Yeah, on a higher level, Katana as a software platform is designed to fill a void in the market for growing manufacturing businesses that are looking to connect their Shopify sales orders to production tasks and also maintain steady control over their raw material inventory. There's a large number of apps on the market that are focused on inventory management, but specifically for end product inventory management. But there aren't very many apps, or there aren't any, for example, on the Shopify App Store that are solely focused on scaling manufacturing businesses and their specific needs for inventory management and production. So the three key solutions where we try to deliver value for scaling manufacturing businesses are in raw material inventory management to help you avoid stockouts or keeping money tied up in your raw material inventories. Additionally, our system has flexible production scheduling. So for example, we have what we call a booking engine that enables you to book items like raw materials to production orders or finished goods to sales orders, and you book them based on the rank of those orders inside of your queue, either your sales queue or your manufacturing queue. Mm-hmm. This enables a lot of flexibility for businesses that need that when the time to scale is this type of thing is necessary. And also, making sure that you get your delivery deadlines right. This is a huge challenge, especially for businesses that are growing rapidly, and they need to estimate the lead times on when they could actually get a product out to their customer to fulfill it properly. Ultimately, the idea is to link that sales order directly to the raw material and then map everything in between to get a proper lead time. And then if you deliver all of your products correctly to your customers, you know, that enhances the relationship you have as a manufacturer to your customer, as well as the product that you sell to your customer.
Yeah, I can see the challenges there of, you know, of this whole manufacturing part and the customer experience part, because on a product page, I mean, maybe you can put a 1 week lead time or 2 weeks, whatever it is. But meanwhile, sometimes it's hard to forecast demand. And then, but using your platform, now we're able to have some kind of a proactive communication with your customer who's, you know, already bought the product, but there's a challenge of a certain part as part of the overall manufacturing process. So instead of a hacked up system and not knowing, now we're actually using data and can shuffle things around and choose to be efficient in-house as far as, well, what should we be manufacturing and working on now based on availability, what is coming in, and then if we have to push out and communicate with our customers that in fact there's a slight delay on one or two components of the overall package or the product that's being manufactured. I think it's a pretty compelling solution to be able to have data insights to make those decisions.
Especially whenever it's automatically updated and live. Yeah. Huge challenge with small makers when they're dealing with these types of problems at scale is having that on-demand available information live when they need it. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So let's talk maybe about the founder's journey. I think it's always fascinating to learn about why, you know, founders build these solutions and what kind of uniquely positions them, I guess, to want to create it. So maybe you can kind of share what you know about Katana and just its evolution.
You know, as it goes with a lot of good innovations, Katana was basically born out of a certain frustration. The founders that started Katana were also previously investors and advisors for other small businesses. And they invested in a direct-to-consumer window manufacturing startup. After the first spike in sales, they were in search of an affordable yet powerful solution for managing their production and raw materials. The results from this research were at best disappointing. And through that experience, they identified a gap in the market. This gap between free yet limited spreadsheets or very expensive, hard to implement ERP systems that are designed for enterprise level manufacturing. You can either like try to implement a spreadsheet-based manufacturing business and ultimately fail, or you can pay thousands of dollars per year to implement very comprehensive and complex ERP system, which you might only use 1% of. So it was kind of through this that Katana was born. And as a modern software as a service type solution, we aim to mostly focus to help ambitious manufacturers selling online to scale their business, to be not only scalable as a platform that they would use to grow their business, but also economically viable to address the core problems that they suffer from. That ultimately became what Katana is today and where we're generally focused in developing Katana further.
Yeah, I love the idea of purpose-built. I think that's it's a recurring theme on the show where a lot of platforms started in-house just to solve their own internal problems. And in this case, a direct-to-consumer window manufacturer. And then from there, seeing that, wow, there's like a wider audience that could certainly are having these exact same pains, and Katana is actually helping solve that. You know, I guess that word that I think of is product market fit. I guess it's been identified really as the first step to building a successful venture in any company, is getting these early adopters and getting feedback. And obviously they know because they use the solution themselves. And there's obviously, slowly there's been gaining a lot of interest and stuff in the product. So can you elaborate on who you believe can benefit the most from using Katana?
Yeah, absolutely. The companies that have adopted Katana over the last couple of years since we've started, our small manufacturing businesses starting to experience a scaling phase. Most of them are direct-to-consumer manufacturers that sell online through Shopify and not necessarily like dropshippers or retailers. Also, traditional manufacturers that don't sell online due to the nature of their business activity have also benefited from Katana because they need stuff like raw material inventory management, as well as being able to manage a bill of materials for all of the products that they have. They go through the exact same struggle as any modern online seller. And a couple of really popular business segments that have found themselves using Katana as a software platform would include coffee roasters, musical instrument and components manufacturers, leather goods makers, jewelry, apparel, sporting goods manufacturers, just to name a few. Also really quite popular are CBD products using Katana. Finding quite a lot of unique businesses that are working with our platform, as well as we're finding a lot of demand coming from scaling manufacturers that outsource their manufacturing process. So this is an area of interest for us as well.
I see. So you're suggesting that maybe instead of people outsourcing the manufacturing of their product, you're saying that maybe some brands are looking to bring it in-house and kind of own that whole customer journey and manufacturing and fulfillment.
Yeah, especially when we're looking at the trends of the direct-to-consumer manufacturing businesses who really are trying to take ownership of that customer purchasing experience. Mm-hmm. I would say that this is also quite an important trend that we're following too.
So how competitive is the landscape for Katana? I'm sure there's other competitors in the Shopify ecosystem. So how does Katana offer or differ or just offer more value than others that are available in the market?
Yeah, looking at, for example, the Shopify App Store, there's definitely some good inventory management providers out there, namely like TradeGecko and Deer Systems, to name a couple. However, the catch is they're generally focused on retail and drop shipping, whereas Katana's major advantage is that it's designed from day one to match the needs of actual manufacturing merchants. We're speaking about features such as an advanced bill of materials, raw material and finished goods being automatically booked to orders based on priority to enable that flexibility. Make-to-order businesses, those that need to have stronger handle on their production management scheduling, and also flexibility in the sales fulfillment process. That's kind of what makes the difference for us as a platform being utilized in a purpose-built way for the scaling manufacturers that need to fix those very specific problems in their business.
So what are some of the, I guess, biggest pain points that you see starting out with new, customers on Katana? I'm sure there's, I know it's kind of a broad question, but it seems like there would be a few struggles at the beginning. I guess they have an existing pain, but I'd be curious to see what that is, to see if it resonates with people listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably one of my favorite subjects when it comes to working with customers. A lot of the business owners that contact us, and I've done a lot of demos with them, they tell us a little bit of a story about how they started their company, and they're at this very critical moment where they're advancing quickly, and they tell us what is their trouble spots. And the recurring theme is, there's a couple of themes. One of them is spreadsheets. They're great for starting out, but not for scaling out. We see people updating and working on their spreadsheets more often than they're working on developing their actual business. It's a very manual process. It's very error prone. It's hard to train people on the spreadsheets that you and your business that you created yourself. And so I've had like customer engagement experiences where a customer says to me, yeah, I've developed this really awesome spreadsheet and it works great for my business, but I need to focus on other areas and I can't train anybody how to use this. And so it kind of creates this bottleneck that you can't even scale your company by hiring new people to do something that you need them for. Simple cases like that. So we have kind of this motto in Katana that says, stop making spreadsheets and start making products. So it's kind of fits that.
I could see that going on the wall somewhere in your office.
Yeah, exactly. And then another core struggle, which is quite common, is raw material stockouts. We will find that the process of production and purchasing and sales are quite often three separate things. And if you're lucky, they might be two things, so the purchasing and production part. But the thing is that the sales is separate. And there needs to be this connection that brings the sales directly to your materials. So that way the production in the middle, you know, helps you understand what is your demand forecasting against raw materials so you don't run out of them. Customers, especially in a lot of these like types of industries, whether it's, like leather goods making, for example, they'll tell us that they're using a special type of leather product and it's got an 8-week lead time. So the next thing you know, they have sales orders coming in and they're eyeballing their inventory levels on ordering them. And they'll receive 10 sales orders that use that special material. And then next thing you know, it's going to be 2 months late. So that's one aspect of it to get full control of the purchasing. And another side to that, one that's also very important, is scaling business that is like doing really well in sales. So you might have a brand manufacturer who has launched a successful Kickstarter campaign. And next thing you know, they've got sales through the yin yang and they don't know how to manage them. So being able to be flexible with understanding your sales and connecting that to your production is very important, knowing what you can do and where you need to make changes on the fly immediately. So these are some of the core areas that customers we've had experience in their struggles.
I could see Katana being really powerful in helping a brand that, like I said, that manufactures something and knows, I guess the software must automatically alert people that are actually making the decision to order these raw materials and saying, hey, the sales velocity is increasing. And there's some kind of, you know, I'm not sure if there's a forecasting solution built into it, but it's like, hey, we anticipate out of the seasonality, all the things that can trigger sales to happen. And then it does happen, but then there's a recipe or of how the product is actually made. Katana must know this and then realizes in real time that there's a part or two, a raw material that's missing. And so is there some kind of an alert process that happens based on sales velocity? And then is there like a standard operating procedure of how you then reach out to internal team members to like, okay, you need to kind of communicate with our raw material manufacturers and start that PO process. And then is there a customer service component of, well, we anticipated it to be 1 to 2 weeks, but now it might be 3 weeks and how we outreach. I'm just curious to see how Katana is managing that customer experience side of ordering and customer side.
No, that makes sense. When it comes to Katana's ability to alert the user that, hey, this is what's happening with demand against your materials, you need to make a decision. We handle this process in a very semi-automated way to provide that live constant information back to the person utilizing the product. And, it's in bright red inside of the app, showing you where you have raw material commitments against either sales or manufacturing. Then it gives you that opportunity as the user to make that decision. As far as moving in the direction of tracking the trends to really put an automation element into Katana that will update reorder points automatically and really kind of stay on top of this. This is a terms of a machine learning automation experience that we hope to provide for customers in the future. It would be very powerful in terms of enabling small makers to manage these processes for purchasing and production.
I've seen demos and things, and so, and the app running live. So I see in the back office exactly what it looks like. So when it's in red, it's important to, for someone who's managing the solution to make decisions on, well, you know, what are we doing about it and how are we managing it? And then from there, there could be some other internal processes in place to communicate with our customers with regards to that, knowing what the lead time is for the raw materials to complete the order. So pretty cool.
Yeah, this part is managed by our bill of materials. Actually commit inventory from your raw material stock directly to your manufacturing and sales orders. We commit it to a sales order and make-to-order businesses. That's kind of how that works. And it turns red if it's not available. And then that gives you the indication that you need to make a decision about.
Very cool. So as you can imagine, this show has a diverse range of listeners. So if you were to give some advice to early stage Shopify entrepreneurs that manufacture their own products from raw materials, what would that be?
I would say that for new entrepreneurs that are starting out to really believe that their business is going to exponentially grow quickly, then we would definitely recommend that they consider adopting a platform earlier and also realize that when you're operating your business on spreadsheets and you're realizing that you're also making more spreadsheets and more updates to spreadsheets more often, you're not concentrating on making business decisions or making quality products. So when you find yourself like taking time away from your business for strange administrative reasons or technical reasons related to the unscalable parts of spreadsheets, then we definitely recommend that that's the time when you should consider switching to something.
Yeah, and the whole thing about working on your business instead of working in your business. I mean, a lot of our bootstrapped at the starting point, you know, they're not venture backed. There's not like a big team of people, but they've got some kind of product market fit. People are enjoying their products. They're getting a little bit of scale out of it, but they've been really, were at the beginning, you never really know how well, you know, entrepreneurship in general is a little bit of a crapshoot. But if it turns out that yes, this is working out well, I do have to manufacture my product. There is a raw materials, and you're somehow just with your own expertise and just hustle, you're able to kind of figure it out on paper or whatever. But I agree with you. I think Katana is so affordable that it's almost a no-brainer to say, listen, you know, depending on where you're at, there's a price point that fits for your business to saying, hey, there's ways of automating and learning the process and seeing what other, you know, more advanced, even Shopify Plus brands, the choices that they've made to use the solution and how they're able to scale. And then you're almost better to double down and focus on the things that you can do well instead of, as you said, like worrying about spreadsheets and having more spreadsheets and that whole thing. And you just get caught up in spreadsheet hell. We also have a lot of brands that listen to the show that would be considered, you know, mid-market, maybe even enterprise. You know, they all have a small team. They are definitely eager to grow and scale. They might be on Shopify Plus, probably, you know, with those advanced features. In your opinion, like, what do you feel that the executive team or the marketing team, like what should they be working on?
Ultimately, I would always recommend that focus on the customer buying experience as a manufacturer, specifically direct to consumer manufacturers. I would say that we have a lot of customers that come to us and they say, hey, we would love to have the ability to update the production status of a customer's order live directly to the end client. And this is the competitive advantage that getting in this type of space, instant gratification from every time you order a product, for example, like this is the era of Amazon where you get the product the same day. The same applies for manufacturers that might have an extended delay because they need to make the product after it's been ordered. So sharing this part of the customer experience is something that I would recommend to always improve if you can.
So what does the future hold for Katana? Like, is there, not necessarily asking for the secret sauce, but is there, you know, like a public roadmap or partner alignment, any features, you know, new efficiencies or markets that you're going into? I guess it would be great just to get a sense for what Katana is working on.
Yeah, totally. I would say that in terms of what we're working on now, we're looking to completely expand our integrations to bring on a little bit more accounting and shipping integrations in the near term. We already have QuickBooks Online, Xero, we'll be working on ShipStation. And also in the longer term, we'll be adding more sales channels as well. When it comes to core features as a product, we definitely are always making improvements on a regular basis. So anytime you would log into the app, you'll see the new releases basically happening every 2 weeks, whether they're small or big. We are looking to expand into other markets such as brand manufacturers that outsource. we have found that those types of scaling manufacturers that are still in control of their supply chain, you know, they own the inventory going through the whole process, but they still outsource their manufacturing. They have some key pain points that we will be addressing by the end of the year. So you can see some new stuff happening there as well. And in the bigger picture, in terms of like new efficiencies, you know, we're releasing the core features and then improving the core features regularly. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be looking at longer term, the ability to bring on some machine learning features based on, you know, tracking sales trends and managing forecasts against sales as well as material demand. These are some things to keep an eye out for in the bigger picture.
And so I guess there's some kind of an internal process. So once someone becomes a Katana customer, would there be like a merchant frustrations or some kind of an outreach through a success manager of some sort to be able to convey a pain or a frustration of the solution or an enhancement that they feel? Because I think people on the front lines using the solution tend to know extra features and benefits that they would like to have. They love the way it is and as it's and continues to evolve. Is there a communication process to share with, you know, the engineering people inside Katana?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a pretty strong feedback loop internally. So as new customers go through the onboarding process from demo to implementation, we do a demo call and an implementation call after you become a subscriber. And through those implementation calls, we really learn a lot of the core basics of your business and a lot of the core struggles you have yourself. And then we really kind of have a very personal approach with new customers. Find that our team is quite small, so we're very flexible, and we close the feedback loop pretty tight with our engineering team and always want to learn more by getting feedback from our customer base in order to rapidly prioritize what we develop next and evolve the product moving forward.
Chris, we are nearing the end of the show. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
It's a good question. From the many interviews I have with our people in our customer base, the biggest regret we hear on a regular basis is how small manufacturers haven't adopted a platform like Katana earlier. If I had to give one piece of advice, I would definitely say don't postpone implementing a system, although there might be a mental barrier to take the time to actually invest into setting it up. Maybe you're busy handling your sales or other parts of your business, but we can say from multiple customer experiences that it's never going to get easier than now to implement it. So I would say do it earlier if you want.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, change definitely can be hard, but you know, other Shopify manufacturers certainly have made the Katana choice, and I know that they're overjoyed with kind of how their new workflow and I guess almost their significantly improved customer experience is now that they've implemented this sort of system. So let's talk about how those people listening today, how they can learn more about the Katana app and the platform.
Well, for Shopify merchants, you can find us on the App Store. Just search up Katana and you'll see us from there. Or you can visit our website at katanamrp.com.
Katana is spelt with a K, so it's K-A-T-A-N-A. Yeah, so we're in the App Store. And I know that we chatted offline before recording today, and you've been very generous. Katana's been very generous that they would like to extend an offer to e-commerce Fastlane listeners and get a 30% off for the first 3 months. So if you go through a little bit of the intro, get a demo, see what it can do for your business. If it turns out this is right for you and your manufacturing business, then that's what they'll do, 30% off for the first 3 months. So it's certainly worth the while to try out their system. So number one, I'd like to thank you for that. Yeah. And to get that offer, you basically use a promo code Fastlane. And I will have the sign up details in the show notes, but it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Katana. And it will redirect you to a listener, this listener only promo of 30% off. You'll just enter this coupon code Fastlane and you are good to go. So, well, thanks again, Chris, for coming on the show today. It's been very, you know, educational. This is the first time I've ever had this sort of manufacturing solution available. I've had other inventory type solutions on. This is rare when we're talking about raw materials and POs and trying to create the best customer experience by manufacturing a product. And then that in itself, being able to educate and communicate with your customer, really cool. Thank you so much for taking the time today. This episode is brought to you by Shop Message, the marketing channel trusted by top Shopify brands like Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, Movement watches, and many more. Now, don't forget, take advantage of their generous 30-day free trial by visiting shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane. You'll get priority onboarding and a 4x ROI guaranteed just for Fastlane listeners. So go check them out. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.